Elhamdülillahi Rabbil alemin ve salatu ve selamu ala khatemin nebiyyin amma ba'd. Fa'a'udhu billahi mineşşeytanirracim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Matters of Knowledge and Action, Part 3. Prayer of Attar. O generous Lord, whoever reads this booklet, Matters of Knowledge and Action, Part 3, grant them the success to perform pious deeds. Grant them, their parents and family, entry into Jannatul Firdaus without accountability. Ameen. Bi jahi khatamin nabiyyin, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Virtue of reciting salat upon the merciful Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The majestic command of the final Prophet of Allah Almighty, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is whoever recites salat upon me 3 times during the day and 3 times during the night out of longing and love, it is the right of Allah Almighty that He forgives the sins of that day and night for him. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Etiquettes of the journey for Hajj. Number 1. The person going for Hajj should begin with repentance. Number 2. He should make a pious person his companion who seeks goodness. Number 3. He should pray 2 rak'ahs when leaving home. Number 4. He should recite a prayer at the door of the house. Number 5. He should recite a prayer when mounting his ride. Number 6. He should not camp anywhere until the day becomes hot. Most of the travel should be at night. Number 7. He should be very cautious during the day and not walk alone, separate from the caravan. Number 8. When climbing a high place, he should recite Allahu Akbar 3 times. Internal etiquettes of Hajj. Number 1. Expenses, nafqa, should be from halal earnings. Number 2. There should be plenty of travel provisions. Number 3. He should give up useless talk, rafath, sin and arguing. Number 4. If possible, he should perform Hajj on foot, as this is better. Number 5. Ride a pack animal without a saddle. Number 6. The pilgrim's clothing should be simple and plain. He should have unkempt hair and should not use too much adornment. Number 7. He should treat his ride gently. Number 8. He should attain nearness to Allah Almighty by offering sacrifice. Number 9. He should spend money happily on travel provisions or sacrifice during the journey for Hajj. 4 types of Hajj. It is narrated that in the final era, people will set out for Hajj in 4 categories. Kings for luxury and comfort, the wealthy for trade, the poor for begging, and the reciters for showing off. Religion and the world. Allah Almighty grants the world in exchange for religion, but He does not grant religion in exchange for the world. Any action that leads towards something forbidden is also forbidden. Why is travel called safar? Travel is called safar because it reveals the character of people, and if you wish to know what a person is really like, travel with him. Taqwa. A person said to Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh, please deliver this letter of mine to so and so. He replied, wait, let me take permission from the owner of the ride, because I have taken this animal on rent. Observe, he practiced taqwa even in the matter of carrying a letter, although it has no weight. This is the way of caution in taqwa, because if the door to a small matter is opened, it gradually leads to greater things. Sign of the acceptance of Hajj. It is narrated that one sign of the acceptance of Hajj is that the person gives up the disobediences he was involved in. He should leave his bad friends and choose the company of the pious, and leave gatherings of idle talk and negligence to join gatherings of remembrance, reflection, and wakefulness. The best way to attain nearness to Allah Almighty. Sayyiduna Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullahi alayhi says, "In a dream, I was blessed with the vision of Allah Almighty. I submitted, O pure Lord, which deed is most excellent in your sight, through which the near ones attain your nearness? It was said, O Ahmad, it is my pure word, I the Holy Quran. I submitted, O pure Lord, should it be recited with understanding or without understanding? It was said, whether it is recited with understanding or without understanding." Three causes of memory strength. The fourth caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Ali al-Murtada radiyallahu anhu, says, three things increase memory strength and eliminate phlegm. Number one, using the miswak. Number two, fasting. And number three, reciting the Holy Quran. What connection do you have with our words? Some pious scholars say, when the son of Adam is occupied with useless talk during recitation and then starts reading again, he is told, "What connection do you have with our words?" Due to frequent recitation. The third caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiallahu anhu, used to recite so frequently that because of this, two copies of the Mus'haf Sharif became worn out. Many companions, radiallahu anhum, used to read the Holy Quran by looking at it, and did not like to spend a day without looking at the Holy Quran. Allah Almighty's speech to His servant. It is mentioned in the Holy Torah that Allah Almighty says, "O servant, do you not feel shy before me? You are walking on the road, and a letter from some brother of yours comes to you. You step aside from the path, sit down, and read every single letter of it with great attention. Yet this is my book, which I have revealed to you. Look, how much detail is in it for you. How many times I have explained it to you, so that you may reflect upon its length and breadth, yet you turn away from it. Is my status in your view lower than that of your brothers? O my servant, when your brother sits with you, you turn towards him completely and focus your heart entirely on his words. If someone speaks during this time or interrupts his talk, you silence them with a gesture. Now, while I am addressing you and speaking to you, your heart is turning away from me. Have you regarded me as being of even less importance than your own brothers?" Recite the Holy Quran with sorrow. It is recommended to weep while reciting the Holy Quran. The beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, "Recite the Quran and weep. If you cannot weep, then assume the expression of weeping." Recite the Holy Quran in a beautiful voice. In one narration, it is mentioned that the person who does not recite the Holy Quran in a beautiful voice is not amongst us. Explanation of the hadith. The person who does not recite the Holy Quran with a beautiful voice, i.e. a pleasant voice, is outside our way. It is known that even a person with a poor voice should try as much as possible to recite beautifully, as a pleasant voice in the Holy Quran is its ornament. This creates an attraction in the recitation, draws the hearts of people, and therefore serves as a means of preaching. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Where is the weeping? Sayyiduna Saleh Murri Rahmatullahi Alayhi says, in a dream, I recited the Holy Quran before the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam, and he Sallallahu Alaihi Wa'alihi Wasallam asked, O Saleh, this is the recitation of the Quran, but where is the weeping? Method of natural weeping. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Abbas radiyallahu anhuma says, when you recite a verse of prostration for Allah Almighty, do not rush to prostrate until you begin to weep. If the eyes of any of you do not weep, then the heart should weep. The method for this is to bring a feeling of sadness into the heart, which then causes weeping to occur. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam said, the Quran was revealed with sadness. Therefore, when you recite it, show sadness. Method of creating a state of sadness. One should remember the covenants and the commands and prohibitions, meaning the things commanded to be done and those commanded to be avoided. Then, if one reflects upon them in relation to his own affairs, he will certainly become sad and begin to weep. If a state of sadness and weeping does not come over him, as it does for those with pure hearts, then he should weep because he is unable to weep and be sad, because this is the greatest calamity. The virtue of concealed deeds. It is mentioned in one narration that a hidden deed is 70 times more virtuous than a public deed. Prophetic saying regarding Sayyiduna Abu Musa radiyallahu anhu. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam heard the recitation of Sayyiduna Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu and said, he has been granted a beautiful voice like that of Dawood alayhi salam. When this reached Sayyiduna Abu Musa Ash'ari radiyallahu anhu, he said, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, if I had known that you were listening, I would have recited it even more beautifully. What is in the noble Quran? It is narrated that in the Holy Quran there are fields, gardens, rooms, brides, silky clothes, orchards and inns, meaning resting places for travellers. The letter Meem in the Holy Quran represents the fields. The letter Ra represents the gardens. And the letter Ha represents the rooms. The surahs that begin with Tasbih are the brides of the Holy Quran. The word Ha Meem are the silky clothes of the Holy Quran. And the long surahs are its orchards. Apart from these, there are inns. When a person who recites the Holy Quran enters the fields, picks fruits from the gardens, enters the rooms to visit the brides, wears silky clothes, and strolls through the orchards, and stays in the inns, all these things surround him and turn him away from everything else. Then, neither does his heart turn towards anything else, nor is his thought distracted. If hearts become pure, the third caliph of the Muslims, Sayyiduna Uthman Ghani radiyallahu anhu, and Sayyiduna Hudhayfa bin Yaman radiyallahu anhu said, if hearts become pure, they will never be satisfied with the recitation of the Holy Quran. When does my generous Lord remember me? Sayyiduna Thabit al-Bunani rahmatullahi alayhi says, I know the moment, i.e. time in which my generous Lord remembers me. The people present asked eagerly, how do you know this? He replied, when I remember him, he remembers me. Two types of remembrance. Sayyiduna Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, remembrance, i.e. dhikr, is of two types. Number one, that which is only between the servant and Allah Almighty, where no one else is aware. This remembrance is also most excellent and carries a great reward. Number two, an even greater form of remembrance is that a person remains mindful of Allah Almighty when confronted with what he has forbidden, i.e. the moment the thought of committing a forbidden act arises, they remember their most generous Lord and refrain from it. Etiquettes of prayer. Number one, one should keep in mind the best times for prayer. Number two, the person praying should also benefit from holy states and circumstances. Number three, prayer should be made whilst facing the Qibla. Number four, whilst praying, the voice should neither be so low that it is called silence, nor too loud. Number five, do not make a deliberate effort to use ornate, contrived language in your supplications. Number six, the person praying should be humble and modest and maintain both hope and fear. Number seven, there should be a firm belief and hope in the acceptance of the prayer. Number eight, one should be persistent in asking and repeat the prayer three times. Number nine, the prayer should begin with the remembrance of Allah Almighty, not with a request. Number ten, to repent, return any wealth that has been wrongfully taken, and strive with all one's might to turn to Allah Almighty. A prayer of the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam recited this prayer whilst in the state of prostration. A'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatika wa a'udhu bi mu'afatika min 'uqubatika wa a'udhu bika minka la uhsi sana'an 'alayka anta kama athnayta 'ala nafsik. Meaning, I seek refuge in your pleasure from your displeasure, in your pardon from your punishment. That is seeking refuge in your attributes from your being, or seeking refuge in your mercy from your wrath. I cannot praise you as you deserve. You are as you have praised yourself. Tasbih should be recited on the fingers. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Umar radiyallahu anhuma says, I saw the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam reciting tasbih whilst counting. In another narration, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, count on the fingers, because these fingers will speak. Definitely pray. Sayyiduna Sufyan bin Uyayna rahmatullahi alayhi says, if you find any evil within yourself, do not stop praying, because Allah Almighty accepted the prayer of Satan, the worst of all creatures. A beautiful etiquette of prayer. One etiquette of prayer is to repeat the prayer three times. Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu says, whenever the merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam made a prayer or a request, he did so three times. Do whatever you wish, I have forgiven you. When a servant commits a sin and then says, Allahumma ghfirli, meaning, O Allah Almighty, please forgive me, then Allah Almighty says, my servant has committed a sin, yet he knows that he has a Lord who both punishes for sin and grants forgiveness. O my servant, do whatever you wish. I have granted you forgiveness. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The benefit of asking for forgiveness. A person who asks for forgiveness does not persist in sin, even if he sins 70 times a day. Regarding this pure hadith, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi says, it is a condition that at the time of repentance, there must be a complete intention to stay away from, meaning avoid the sin. If at the time of repentance the thought is that he will continue to sin, then this is not repentance, but mu'adhallah, a joke with Islam. Sleeping is better. Some pious predecessors say, a time will come upon people when amongst all their deeds, the best deed will be silence and sleep. There are many worshippers whose best state is sleep. This is when he worships for show and there is no sincerity in it. What is moderation in sleep? Moderation in sleep is to sleep 8 hours during the night and day. Then, if he has already slept for that many hours at night, there is no point in sleeping during the day. A strange thing about dreams. The merciful Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when a servant sleeps whilst having wudu, his soul is taken towards the arsh, and then his dreams are true. If he does not sleep with wudu, his soul remains unable to reach there, and he has disturbing dreams that are not true. Purity, ay taharat, refers to both outer and inner purity. Inner purity is effective in revealing the veils of the unseen. Will he never forget the Holy Quran? It is narrated that whoever recites these verses while sleeping, Allah Almighty will keep the Holy Quran preserved for him, meaning he will grant him the success to remember the Holy Quran, and he will never forget the Holy Quran. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وإلهكم إله واحد لا إله إلا هو الرحمن الرحيم إن في خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف الليل والنهار والفلك التي تجري في البحر بما ينفع الناس وما أنزل الله من السماء من ماء فأحيا به الأرض بعد موتها وبث فيها من كل دابة وتصريف الرياح والسحاب المسخر بين السماء والأرض لآيات لقوم يعقلون. Virtue of participating in a congregation. Sayyiduna Kaab al-Ahbar radiyallahu anhu said, if the reward of the gatherings of scholars became apparent to people, they would fight one another for it. So much so that every ruler would leave his government and every shopkeeper would leave his shop. O Lord of fire, save me from it. In the era of prophethood, it was the habit of a person that when people slept, he would pray, recite the Holy Quran, and submit in the court of Allah Almighty. Ya Rabban Nari Ajirni Minha, meaning, O Lord of the fire, save me from it. This person was mentioned in the blessed court of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, when this happens again, inform me. Consequently, when he was informed, he visited the man and heard his words. When morning came, he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, O so and so, why did you not ask Allah Almighty for paradise? He submitted, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, neither I hold such status and nor are my deeds worthy of it. Shortly after, Sayyiduna Jibreel alayhi salam appeared in the blessed court and submitted, O Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, inform him that Allah Almighty has saved him from the fire and admitted him into paradise. The ill effects of sins. Sayyidina Imam Hassan Basri rahmatullahi alayhi says, because of sins, a servant is deprived of waking up at night to perform worship. Sayyidina Fudail bin Iyad rahmatullahi alayhi says, if you do not have the ability to wake up at night for worship and to keep fast during the day, then know that you have been deprived and that your sins have greatly increased. Congregation is missed as a punishment for sin. Sayyidina Abu Sulaiman Darani rahmatullahi alayhi says, missing a congregation is due to some sin of the person. Etiquettes of sleeping. Number 1. Sleep after performing a wuzu and using miswak. Number 2. Keep miswak and water for wuzu at the bedside. Number 3. Whoever has to make a will should not sleep without writing it and keeping it at the bedside. Number 4. Sleep after repenting for all sins. Number 5. Do not sleep on a soft and luxurious bed for the sake of luxury. Rather, leave it completely or choose a medium-type bed. Number 6. Do not sleep until sleep overcomes him. Number 7. Sleep facing the Qibla. Number 8. Recite a prayer while sleeping. Number 9. Remember while sleeping that sleep is also a kind of death. Number 10. Recite a prayer upon waking up. Glad tidings of forgiveness. Number 1. Fasting. Number 2. Giving charity, even if it is a little. Number 3. Visiting the sick. Number 4. Attending funerals. Regarding these four matters, it is narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, whoever combines these four matters in one day, he will be forgiven. In one narration, it is mentioned that he will enter paradise. If he gets the opportunity to do some of these and is unable to do others due to some reason, he will receive the full reward for all of them based on his intention. Outward and inward means of facilitating night vigil. Outer causes. Number 1. Avoiding overeating. Number 2. Not tiring the soul during the day. Number 3. Taking a midday nap, qailula. Number 4. Avoiding sins during the day. Inner causes. Number 1. The heart being sound, having no grudge or malice. Number 2. Fear being present in the heart. When Suhaib rahmatullahi alayhi remembers hell, he cannot sleep. Number 3. Keep the verses, a hadith, and the sayings of the companions, radiyallahu anhum, and tabi'un, rahmahumullah, in view. Number 4. Have firm faith in the being of the Creator and complete love for him in the heart. The most excellent method of night vigil. He should stand in prayer in the first part of the night. When sleep overcomes him, he should sleep. When he wakes up, he should then stand in prayer again. Then, when sleep overcomes him, he should sleep. In this way, there will be two sleeps and two prayers for him during the night. This is among the hardships of the night. It is the most difficult and the most excellent. Moreover, this is among the blessed manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. A group of companions, radiyallahu anhum, and tabi'un rahmahumullah, followed this. A saying of a pious predecessor regarding sleep. A pious predecessor says, sleep is only for the first time. When I wake up and wish to sleep again, may Allah Almighty not let me sleep. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.